joining us from Durango, Colorado, under the direction of Kathleen Reed.
Durango High School, welcome to the West qualifying event here at Grand Junction. It's the 19th of October, and I'm super happy to be with you on the field. This is Mark Emery, and I'll be judging the area of music individual. Be back with you when you're ready to go.
The Colorado Bandmasters Association is proud to present in their 2017 competition, Drum Majors, Roland Madrid, and Chad
Red Pride,
and the Durango High School Red Pride Marching Band.
Okay, very sharp looking group. Okay, listen across, mallets. Listen to the synth. There we go. You locked in now. Got to lock in from beat one. Okay, lift the sound out of the bars. Don't pound it into the bars. Yeah, we've got one of you doing that. Good for you on the xylophone. Yeah, nice shaping. Nice shaping, guys. Good for you. Appreciate that. Okay, I'm up front with clarinets and flutes, side A. I'm hearing some good shaping here. Okay, be careful as we go up high clarinets. Don't get shrill and pinched. Keep that. Okay, yeah, I see. All three clarinet players kind of have a bunched embouchure. Need to flatten out that chin. Okay, over with the tenor saxes. Okay, tenors, make sure we're separating to the same degree as the trombones, trumpets that just came by. Ta, ti, ta, ta, ti, ta. Okay, going across to the saxophones. Yeah, nice accomplishment there. Dub-a-dub-a-dub. Okay, be careful we don't bend the notes by tonguing too hard. Saxes. Yeah, ta-ha-ha. Be careful, don't accent your cutoffs. Hey, mellophones, we got some demand put on you marching backwards there and really heard feet hard in that sound. Be careful. Yeah, I love the shaping baritones. Love it. Yeah, chut, 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 chut. Don't rush into that last note snares. Pretty flashy feature. Can we find a place to play soft so we can have some contrast within your percussion feature? Now, we're losing some accuracy as we're marching backwards snares. Really appreciate the attention to detail in regard to watching the drum major. Thank you. Oh, we got a color guard solo flute. Excuse me, oboe. Here we go. Tune as you go. Get that tuner on. Make sure every note has got a pretty sound tone quality. Yeah, gorgeous. Yeah. Ti-da. Lift the releases. Okay. As I listen across this trombone, tenor sax, alto sax, baritone, that row, we've got to make sure we release and phrase together, folks. Okay. Woodwinds. Yeah, Barry's, you got a good sound. Sounds like maybe one or both reeds might be a little old. Take a look at that. And let's look at proximity to the sideline. Realize the closer you're on the sideline, the more you can project. And we know what a baritone sax can do. So you've got to realize what's important in the ensemble and listen back. Are you the most important? Okay, brass player, side A. Yeah, for those last two notes, the first one we shaped a little bit. I think we had an opportunity to shape a lot by starting softer, and that way the velocity of your crescendo could be much greater. The second note, on the other hand, was just static, so it'd be nice if you did something with that. Yeah, clarinets, tenor. Yeah, I'm liking the shaping. Very nice. Nice release, nice shaping, good musicality. Be careful, don't clip the staccatos. Ta, ta, ti, ta, ta, ta. Okay, releases, brass players. I really challenge the brass section to play with the same musicality I just heard in the woodwind. Get me wrong, it's not bad. I mean, but at the level this band is, and every little thing makes a difference. Okay, right in front of the trumpet section, not everyone is playing. I hate to talk about that. Shrill as we get up high, trumpet. Okay, release again. I couldn't really tell where we have release problems, but yeah, there it was again. That time was the Barry Sax. You're way in the heck out on the 35-yard line. You really need to watch somehow. Oh yeah, listen to this. Oh, gorgeous tenor. Good matching pitch mellophone. Good tone quality. You guys got a phrase perfectly together. You guys know that. Let's see if I can get a sample of the tubas. That's it. Well, what I will say about the tubas is putting a nice basement on the band, creating a good deep sound for the band. I wish I could have had a little more one-on-one or one-on-two experience with you guys. Well, Durango, I want to congratulate you on an enjoyable performance. We get to this point of the year, and whether it be releases, intonation, balance and blend, shaping, all those things become an individual effort. And so I hope you're giving 100% in rehearsal, but that's not all. You got to make sure you do the work at home, too. Okay, thank you, Durango.